From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A gay couple married in Massachusetts is suing Florida Atlantic University over tuition rates. Florida resident Paul Rubio married his French partner Gildas Doucette last year. Doucette is now a student at FAU. And as the Miami Herald's Steve Rothaus reports, Doucette asked FAU for the same in-state tuition that other spouses of Florida residents get.
And the school turned him down for the lower rate, saying that they couldn't acknowledge the marriage because of state law. And so now we're waiting for an appeals court ruling in the state of Florida whether or not Florida can actually not recognize the marriage performed in Massachusetts.
In-state tuition costs about $200 per credit hour, but Doucette and other students classified as non-residents pay more than $700 per credit hour. In Tallahassee, Governor Rick Scott has on his desk a record $77 billion budget. And that starts the clock ticking for the governor. He has until June 4th to decide which spending items included in the budget should be vetoed. Florida lawmakers came into this year's session with a $1.2 billion budget surplus. They used some of that extra money on dozens of hometown projects. Well, South Florida has a special tourist this season, but this one will not be slathering on the suntan lotion. Boasting a couple hundred teeth and some killer ancestry, Catherine the Great White Shark is now swimming off the coast of Key Largo. Reporter Wilson Sayre tells us about efforts to get a little further into Great Whites, so to speak.
We all know what these two notes mean. Jaws is on its way. But other than their theme song, we actually know very little about Great White Sharks.
You know, in the past, it was all just the fear of the unknown.
Chris Fisher started a project called O-Search, which is hoping to quell some of that fear by tagging and tracking great white sharks around the world. Catherine, a 14.5-foot, 2,500-pound great white, was tagged off the coast of Cape Cod. Over the past year, she slowly made her way down the East Coast. You can track Catherine's movement on their website.
It's had this interesting impact of shifting the tone of the conversation around, you know, that they're starting to say, like, well, why did Catherine swim down the east coast of Florida and through Miami over this past weekend? And could she be going to the Gulf? And if she's going there, why?
And why is right. As waters around South Florida and the Keys heat up, her continued path south into even warmer waters just might debunk some previous assumptions about migratory patterns. The tracking, though, can also be used for wary beachgoers who might not want to meet Catherine personally. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.